Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins news flash for Wednesday, March 20th. I'm Monique Coppola, and here's what's happening. Feeling lucky? How about 550 million times lucky? That's a jackpot for tonight's Powerball drawing. It's the largest jackpot so far this year after going 21 consecutive drawings since December without a winner. And of course, we'll bring you the winning numbers as soon as they are drawn at about 11 tonight, or you can always find them on our website, 1010wins.com. A Long Island woman is under arrest, charged in connection with the death of her newborn child. 36-year-old Lauren Becker of Seaford is charged with manslaughter in the death of the newborn. Last July, police responded to a 911 call to a hotel on Queens Boulevard and found a newborn girl unconscious and unresponsive. The infant was rushed to a nearby hospital where she was pronounced dead. Becker was also taken to the hospital at the time for observation. The Donald Trump feud with John McCain and his family and friends just won't end. Mr. Trump seemed to escalate the war of words during a visit to Ohio, saying that he gave the longtime lawmaker, quote, the kind of funeral he wanted, and I don't get a thank you. Trump repeated his complaint that McCain voted against his legislation to repeal Obamacare. Trump said, I've never liked him much, adding that he probably never will. You see all kinds of things on the subways, but if one New York City lawmaker has his way, repeat sex offenders won't be among them. City Council Chaim Deutsch's proposed ban is designed to prevent certain sex offenders from taking public transportation. Governor Cuomo is throwing his support behind the proposal, saying two convictions for a sexual assault on a subway should result in a ban. According to the NYPD, there were 866 reported subway sex crimes and 373 subsequent arrests during 2018. The former president and treasurer of a New Jersey Little League organization is accused of stealing thousands of dollars from a former Little League World Series contender. Anthony Delvecchio and John Lehman are accused of embezzling $118,000 from Holbrook Little League in Jackson. They are charged with second-degree theft and conspiracy to commit theft. A Connecticut woman says Harvard University has shamelessly turned a profit from images of two 19th century slaves. She says they are her ancestors. Tamara Lanier has filed a suit against the school, claiming Harvard has wrongly withheld and profited from 1850 portraits of two slaves who Lanier says are her ancestors. Harvard says it cannot comment on the lawsuit until it has been served and looked over. 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast. Cloudy skies, rain toward dawn, breezy and chilly Thursday morning. A nor'easter is on the way. High 48 by the afternoon. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.